朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
Today we have young people here. 今天我们有年轻人跟我们一起敬拜。So I'm going to use a special language. That's we call Chinglish. 我们要用这一个特别的语言啊，不是方言，是叫中英文混杂的语言。所以有的时候讲英文，有的时候讲中文。Now today is the Easter. I don't like the word Easter because it's suspicious. The origin of it could be something else. But let's use it. 复活节的这个意义呢，你们看这一个bulletin 后面有一篇小的文章啊，那个文章解释了这个 Easter 呢，是有它值得怀疑的来历。那我们不讲了啊。我们说这是基督复活的日子 It's a day to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Some of you may ask, how Jesus' resurrection has anything to do with me? But let me ask the same question. How the Iranian president Hassan Rouhani has anything to do with me? Well, indeed, Hassan Rouhani is so far away, is on the other side of this globe. How that has anything to do with me? 也许你说耶稣的复活跟我有什么关系？同样的问题，伊朗的总统跟我们有什么关系？ But, however,If the president of Iran is going to throw a nuclear bomb in New York, then it has all kind of relation with us. 如果他要丢一个原子弹在纽约，那就跟我们大有关系。In the same way, the resurrection of the Jesus Christ is just like an atomic bomb thrown into the human history. Today,We're going to examine the truth of Jesus' resurrection. Let's bow our head and pray. Lord, we come to you, we open your word, and also we open our heart. We ask you, the Holy Spirit, that illuminate our mind and heart, and make us concentrate before you and to receive your word.In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 首先我想跟各位谈一谈耶稣基督的复活跟我有什么关系。How Jesus' resurrection affect my life? Number one, Jesus' resurrection tell that he is not only man, but also he is God. 耶稣的复活证实他不但是人，他也是一个完全的神。 Number two, what Jesus tell are all truths because he resurrected. 耶稣所讲的这一切的道理，如果他复活了，那都是真的。 Number three, 信靠耶稣的人，他的罪可以得到赦免。Those who believe in him have their eternal life. Number four, believe in him, we become the children of God. Now remember this, not everyone are children of God. Only those who believe in Jesus Christ are children of God. 不是每一个人自动都是神的儿女，只有 跟耶稣基督建立的关系的人，他们才能够被称为神的儿女。 Number five, believer has his new life because his resurrection. 因着耶稣基督的复活，我们得到了一个新的生命。所以你看，耶稣的复活跟我们每一个人都有关系。 Everyone has something so important relate to us about his resurrection. Now, we have to be rational because we are educated. We have to use our mind to discern. Is this true that Jesus raised from the dead? 耶稣复活是真的事情吗？ Let me give you some evidence. The first one, the empty tomb. From the book of John, chapter 20, verse 3-8. 约翰福音第三章，第二十章，第三到第八节。So Peter and other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter. The other disciple is John, and reached the tomb first. Then Simon Peter, who was behind John, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of the linen lying there.As well, clothes was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. He saw and believed. 在这一段经文里面，特别要请你们注意的，就是当彼得进到坟墓里面，他看见那裹着耶稣尸体的细麻布，还有另外放着的裹头巾，这个裹头巾它的形容是卷着的，所以彼得一进去，他看见就信了。 This is the event happened 2,000 years ago in one of this Jewish Passover celebration, the day after the Passover. First, the tomb of Jesuswas empty. This is not something happened 300, 500 years later. Someone made up this story. This is the news came directly after Jesus' death. Now in China, we have a very famous book. It's called Journey to the West. How many of you ever heard that? Raise your hand. Let me see. Oh, you do?Okay, amazing, okay. I thought you young people don't read Chinese literature anymore, huh? 中国有一本很有名的小说叫什么《西游记》。Oh, okay, now you know the Journey to the West, huh? Now this book, let's talk about a famous monk. His name is 唐三藏玄奘。He was the Tang Dynasty, a monk. He went to the India and seek for the scriptures of Buddha. He brought back this scriptures. Has a big influence to the Buddhism of China. Now, in his journey, he had three disciples. One is looked like a what? A monkey. The other looks like a pig. The other one is like a ghost. So we all know that story tells that these three disciples, how powerful they are, especially the monkey. He can have a 72 transformation. He can transform into a small mosquito and fly into somebody's nostril and stay inside. All the fantasy stories. Now, do you believe in that?Do you believe every details of the book described? 你相信《西游记》里面讲的话是真的吗？ But The Journey to the West was written by Mr. Wu. He is the Ming Dynasty, which is 1,000 years later. How can you believe a person's story that describes that as things that 1,000 years ago happened? No way. We won't believe that. But the resurrection story of Jesus Christ is not 300, 500, 1,000 years later. It happened, is recorded right after Jesus' death. Now, let me give you some evidence. The major question, 最主要的问题是, why Jesus' tomb is empty? This is a historical fact. Now, we have famous religious figures like Buddha. Buddha was 500 years earlier than Jesus Christ. But you can go to India, you still find Buddha's tomb. Now, that tomb is still sealed. And his body is actually become ash, but still inside. You can go to Muhammad's tomb in Arabia. Then you can worship there, you see their tomb, and his bones still inside, and became the ash. But Jesus, his tomb is empty ever since the first century until this day. We only have three answers to that. Number one, maybe Jesus did not really die. He just fainted out and he suffered a lot. So people thought he dead. So they buried him. 也许耶稣真的没有死，他们把他埋葬到坟墓里面，那里面很阴凉，所以冷气吹来就醒过来了。 Maybe because of the earthquake that waked him up, so he walked out. That could be one answer to it. But the Bible says they are soldiers. They peered through his side and make sure the spear touched his heart because there's blood and water came out. So that's proof he actually, his heart tore apart. His blood and his water separate. That's proof that he's totally, completely died. 耶稣他死的时候，冰钉扎他的肋旁，流出水跟血来。有医学常识的人就知道，他的红血球跟血清是分开了，那是证实一个人的心脏破裂的结果。所以耶稣不可能没有死。 It is impossible that Jesus didn't die. So the second possibility is somebody stole his body. Most likely his disciple. But remember, when Jesus died, his tomb was sealed by Pilate. Pilate was the governor of the whole area. And he had soldiers was sent to guard the tomb. So it is impossible for someone to break the seal and to steal the body. You think about all the disciples of Jesus. At that time, they are so scared, they are so fearful, they ran away, they hide. How they are there to go to the tomb and steal the body of Christ? Which is impossible. If you think rationally, there's only one answer to it. That is, indeed, Jesus raised from the dead. 只有一种可能性，就是耶稣真的从死里面复活了。 2 years ago, me and my wife, we went to Jerusalem. We visited Jesus' tomb. When we're standing there, we see there's a seal on the ground. And this big stone can roll down that seal and to seal off this tomb. When I was standing there, my heart was pumping. And I can feel that urge to pray. Because when I enter that tomb, I see this sign on the wall. Well, that sign was put on by somebody lately. But this is the sign of a cross. And also it has two alphabets of Greek. The Alpha, Alpha, and Omega. That means the beginning and the end. It say, Jesus is the beginning and the end. 在那一个耶稣的坟墓的墙上画了这样一个记号，除了那里讲耶稣基督之外，还有两个代表的字母，一个是阿拉法，一个是俄美嘎，那是代表耶稣是首先的，也是末后的。当我站在那个坟墓里面的时候，我心里面有一个感觉，就是要来赞美神。If you have this opportunity to visit Jerusalem, this is a place you have to see. Because in there, give us a very clear evidence that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead. Now, 1878, there's a French by the name of Wilhelm Frohner. He found a marble tablet.With many inscriptions on it. Those inscriptions was Koine Greek. Koine Greek was a special kind of Greek they used during Jesus' time. So they know this is from that time. And this is out of in Lazarus. So they call this Lazarus tablet. It's about this size. What this inscription says,is telling about an edict by the Caesar Claudius. Caesar Claudius is the king, or is the emperor of Jesus' time, Roman emperor. Now he issued this edict. It talk about do not allow, it means prohibited to steal remain of a dead person's tomb.The penalty for stealing is capital. That means the punish for stealing somebody's remain is death. This is an evidence, a response to what Christians say about Jesus Christ. 这是一个最直接的证据，我们称它为拉撒勒的这一块石碑。上面写的是格老丢。罗马的皇帝在主后41年所发的一个命令，这个命令是禁止人偷别人坟墓里面的东西跟尸体。我们晓得很多盗墓的人，他们是去偷坟墓里面的财宝，不会去偷坟墓里死人的骨头。但是这一个命令特别是说明不准人偷他的遗体。不但如此，这个命令也特别提到一个字，是指着犹太人的坟墓。This edict also mentioned a special word. It's called sepulchre. It's only used by Jews. Their tomb, they call sepulchre. Today you go to Jerusalem, you will see this church is called sepulchre church. Because inside,They believe Jesus' body was raised from that place. Now, some believe in the garden tomb. We are not argue that, but I'm use this word, sepulchre. Sepulchre is only referred to Jewish their tomb. Now, as mentioned clearly, this law is prohibited anyone to steal body from the sepulchre.That's from the Jewish tomb. Why an emperor of a Roman will issue this edict for this small matter? Because Christianity just started. All Christianity's foundation is based on the fact of Jesus' resurrection. So the emperor has to issue this in order to explain out what Christian belief. That's a direct evidence of Jesus' resurrection. Now today you don't hear that kind of words. You don't hear this. This tablet, if you go to Paris, you go to the museum, you will see it. But nobody ever challenged this. Because this is so true, people reject it just by ignoring it. But this is a direct evidence of Jesus' resurrection. Now, if we come to chapter 28 of Matthew, verse 12 and 13, 在马太福音二十八章十二节到十三节 ，It says, when the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, his disciple came during the night and stole him away."While we were asleep. This is a makeup story recorded in the Bible. In order to clear this guard of the tomb, they made this story up. But let's go back to the first eyewitness, John and Peter again. 让我们回到在约翰福音第二十章那里的第一个证人，我看见在坟墓当中的光景。This is Nazareth's inscription translation. Particularly mentioned is sepulcher sealing stone. Now we go back to John 20 verse 19. We see how the inference happened. Sorry, I won't go to here. Now go back to John 20 verse 6. It says, when Peter went into, he saw this strip of linen lying there, and well, cloth was also folding up. Fold up, this word in Greek, it means it keep its shape. 这个字卷着的在希腊文原来的意思是它原来的形状还是保留的。为什么彼得一进去看到那个裹头巾他就信了呢？ Why when Peter went in to saw this folded up this cloth he believed? 因为没有其他的解释。 There's no other explanation. The shape still there like a human hair. But inside the body is evaporated.这一个形状还保留的里面的东西身体消失了，好像蒸发掉一样。 There's only one possibility, only answer to that is Jesus disappeared from inside the cross. That's why Peter, he believed immediately Jesus' resurrection. Now, if that's you, when you see thisJust imagine you go into the tomb and then you saw this on this stone bed. This cross still has that shape, but inside is nothing. Will you believe Jesus Christ is truly resurrected? I tell you what, if somebody, even his disciple, tried to steal Jesus' body, they wouldn't have any time.To leave this cloth, this linen on the bed. They will just grab it and run. But it's clearly something happened immediately that Jesus, his body evaporated. That's why the first eyewitness gives this. Now, John records this without understanding what he's telling a very trueimportant evidence in the court. That is, he saw this folded up cloth. Now, let's move on. How Jesus' resurrection has impact to his disciple. 接下去我们看一看耶稣基督的复活带给门徒什么样的影响。John 20 verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he shielded them with his hand and sight. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. That was at Sunday. That's the day after the Passover. All disciples, 12 of them, one, two missing, 10 of them, they gathered together in a room. They closed all the windows and doors because they are fearful. They fear Jewish leaders will come after them. So they closed all that. But suddenly, Jesus appeared among them. 门徒在一起，一个紧闭的房子，突然耶稣来到。Apparently, Jesus, after his resurrection, he's not limited by the material things. He can come in and out this material world freely. He's in spirit form. Now, he had that ability to appear in material. But when he appeared, now all disciples was there.Now you ask this question. Some may say, just give me evidence. Just give me an appearance. Let Jesus appears to me, then I will believe. 有的人说说让耶稣向我显一下现，就是很小一点点的显现，我就信。Some of you may have that kind of thinking. But let me tell you this. Here says, Jesus only appears to those who already believe in him. Jesus won't show up, won't appear to you if you don't believe him. He only appears to you because you already believe him. He appears to those who longing for his appearance. He won't appear to you to please you and to make you believe. Because you see, you saw it and then you believe it's not a true faith.Jesus won't show to you if you don't believe in him. He only choose to believe to show up to those, to appear to those who believe in him. This is the first requirement. 耶稣他只向那些爱慕他显现的人显现。耶稣不会向任何的人显现。耶稣的显现只有在你的信心当中，你才得以看得见他。Secondly,You know, there's only one thing in heaven that was made by man. I say that before, let me say again. 在天堂里只有一样东西是人手所造的。There's one thing in heaven that's made by man. Everything else is made by God. What's that thing? Young people, can you answer me? What is the thing?In heaven, that is made by man. Anyone can answer this question? Raise your hand. No, you don't? Just give me a guess. What is the thing that made by man in heaven? Now the Lord showed up to his disciple.He showed them his scar on his hand and side. That's the only thing made by man in heaven. The scar on Jesus' hand, feet, and his side. Otherwise, all other things made by God, because we nailed him on the cross. 天堂里只有这一样东西是人造的，就是耶稣身上的伤痕。But he loves to keep it because that's an evidence of love, a sign of love. He loves to show people. He said, look at this hole in my hands was made by you. Now, a mother, he was with her daughter on a swimming pool, side of swimming pool. Her daughter suddenly noticed, hey mom, there's a scar on your tummy. 一个母亲跟她的女儿在游泳池旁边 ,10 years old daughter, 十岁的女儿突然就对妈妈说妈妈我发现你的肚子上有一个伤疤。And the mother answered, yes, that's a scar for you. This a scar of love. 这是一个爱的记号。那个是破腹生产的你从那里出来的记号。Now, every birth has a scar to prove it. All births of spirituality also left a scar on Jesus. You know that? Your spirituality, your birth of your spirit actually left a scar on Jesus. Because in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5, it says, the punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. So, by his wounds we are healed. You know, we are living in a very uneasy world. You probably don't feel it because your parents shielded for you. So you're under their protection. You don't realize this world, how evil it is. How terrible this world is. Just give you an example. We are facing a very huge death. This nation. American facing a terrible future. 也许你们不知道但是你美国正面临了一个还不清的债务。这一个债务是18.15兆。This is the money, such a large sum, is 18.15 trillion. You young people are so smart. Tell me how many zeros after 18? Huh?Well, I don't know. I don't have enough hands to, fingers to count it. This is 18.15 trillion deaths, which is about 103% of our GDP, gross domestic product. That means within 1 year, don't eat, don't clothes, don't do nothing, don't entertain yourself.For a whole year, you just sit there silently. Then, everything you produce will pay the tax. Can you do that? That's what this nation are facing. Let me give you some example. Everyone sit here. Everyone, even the infant, the little baby in the nursery, they owe others $60,500. That's all the debts we owe others. We are in a country that full with debts. By 2015 March, the total debts is 18.15 trillion. Average, every citizen owns $60,500. Another very terrible things happen. 另外一个很可怕的事情发生。The middle class are disappearing rapidly. 中产阶级在美国正在迅速的消失中。In the past 3 years, 8 years, in the past 8 years, the percentage of middle class has dropped from 53% to 44%. And this trend is continued without any stop.That means more and more people become poor. You don't know it because you are shielded by your parents. 我们在一个国家过去以为是非常富有但现在我们才明白我们每一个人都欠别人65000块钱以上500块钱以上大部分是中国人我们欠我们祖国的人六万 500块，你家里有几口，你算算看你一共欠多少钱，你现在的资产，你房子卖掉算大概够付的，你就什么都没有了。这是一个渐渐贫穷的国家，更可怕的是中产阶级在消失中。 There are five things happened. I just proved this. Number one is a jaw-dropping healthcare cost. 这个医疗保险的费用非常的可怕。 Currently, every person annually cost for the medical is $8,745. In the last 12 years, it has grown 85%.That means everyone has to pay that much in order to cover your healthy body. You say, I'm young people, I don't need any insurance, I don't need any, but Obama will make you pay it. Because you have to pay for those elderly, pay for others who need medical cost. We are in a terrible situation.And in the last 12 years, our household income actually dropped 5%, but our medical expense increased 85%. Now, number two, a very terrible, out of control, diploma, that means a college education fee.According to the report, 70% of college graduates have some form of loan. And their loan average is about $33,000. 70% 大学毕业生都有一笔债，他们平均的债务是33,000块钱。You all know, your parents will tell you, currently a private college costis about $43,300 a year. I don't know how much money your parents make, but I know you make nothing. This is like crazy out of control of a diploma. Number three, a nauseating childcare cost. In order to keep this expensive living, then both parents has to work.So they have to send their children to childcare. But the childcare is so expensive. With a little bit of feeling of guilty, I say this because my son has a childcare facility. Now, this is nauseating. It's equal to a stay college cost for a little baby go to a daycare center. That's what it costs.每一个小孩婴孩平均所需要一年照顾的费用等于一个公立大学的费用。 Number four, the walls of this only American sweet home. 52% American actually cannot afford their house now. 52%的美国人事实上他们是没有资格拥有他们现在的房子，因为他们经济上是没有办法去负担的，但是他们还是拥有。这个什么意思？ This means we borrow money from future. We borrow money from our descendants. We borrow money from our children. That means we live in a huge, mansion.But actually, we are borrowing money from our children to live in there. Number five, very pitiful saving. Talk about saving, forget it. Only 48% of Americans that can take out 400 emergency money without selling something. You get that?48%的美国人他们能够拉出400块钱的紧急费用而不需要卖掉他们一些的东西，只有 48%， 400块钱而已。 So you're lucky, actually, you live in a Chinese family. Because Chinese are traditionally a saving family. They keep saving, keep saving. So you're okay. But I'm going to tell you, your friends, your American friends, they actually live in much worse situation. Don't think they are all such a huge house they have, a beautiful car their parents are driving. Actually, they are very poor. Because they don't have enough saving. This is what we are currently. 1% of American, this is the most rich 1%. In the last 3 years, their wealth increased 95%. 美国最有钱的1%的人口，过去三年他们的财富增加了95%。400 most rich person in this country own half of wealth of this country. 400个最有钱的美国人，他们拥有美国人财富的一半。46.5 million, they lived under the poor level. They almost has nothing. Their average income household is $11,720. 诸位，你晓得很多的人他们是活在非常贫穷的边缘。The inequality becomes so severe in this country, and it's getting worse and worse. In other words, young people, you are not be able to live a life like your parents anymore, because your life is already spent by your parents. Sorry to say that, but that's truth. Most of you probably not going to make like your parents. This is an unequal society. That's why people worry. Now, you don't think this, you don't worry. But you, when you start to think about this, you worry. Why you worry? Because we treat money like a god. Everything I talk about, just mentioned, it's all related to money. 因为我们为什么会担心、会忧愁，是因为我们刚才所谈的都跟钱有关。我们只关心钱，我们把钱当作神一样，所以我们才会这样多的忧虑。We have no hope, no future, because our future is already broken. That's why we worry.Because we worship money. Money become God. This is the problem of this nation. Everyone think about and measured by money. Money, money, money. It's terrible, but that's truth. I have to tell you this. But what really can bring back fortune? What really can bring back joy?And peace. The only hope of Americans is to go back to her forefathers' faith in order to regain God's blessing. That's the only hope. 美国人的希望是重新回到他们祖先敬虔当中。Because peace comes from the faith in God.Only believing God can bring back the peace. Now, today, a lot of liberals, a lot of progressives, they tell you we have to move the religion out of our society. Let's move in God we trust from the money bills. Well, that's the source of the trouble. Because we throw God away.Like the person Warren Buffett, one hand he said, oh, let's donate more money to the society, return what we earn back to the society. Then the other hand, he not even want to pay his tax due. That's Warren Buffett, become the worship model of this society. He's a progressive. Young people,Don't be ignorant. A lot of teaching you receive from the public school is from the liberals, from the progressives. They're telling you something is not based on Bible. It's based on the human society. You have to filter yourself. You have to discern yourself by reading God's word and make comparison. Then you know this has come from the human. This has come from God. If you continue to worship money like this world, you're going to go down the drain. Just like the world going to drag you into the drain. And you're going to perish like sinners. Now, they are liberals. They are really, truly, they are pioneers of capitalism. They, one hand, they say, we want to save this nation, we want to help the poor, we want to try to do our best to equal the sharing, the money. But actually, on the other side, they are keep grabbing the power. They are keeping get money. They are just equal corrupt as capitalists. The only hope of Americans go back to the face of our forefather. Now, back to the John 20, verse 21-22. Again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they have already been forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they have not been forgiven. Now, there's something that God demands the believer to do. God wants us to witness for him. God sent Jesus Christ to this world in the same way God wants to send us into this world. You know, today, you can influence others positively. Many methods, many ways you can influence others. You can use blog, you can use YouTube, you can use almost everything you are operating. You can influence the people around you. But, what kind of influence you will put on them? You influence by them by experiencing the love of God. It's not religion, it's not talking, it's not duplicating what the pastor said in the church. It's something you experienced. Only those who experience the work of the Holy Spirit that can be sent by God and with the power and the authority to witness for Christ. God doesn't want you to believe in him and then you just play around and still live the way you live and then just wait until the last moment that you can send your soul into heaven. No, God wants you to live our life to witness for Jesus Christ. But if you haven't experienced the work of Holy Spirit, how are you going to witness for Christ? How are you going to witness for Christ? This is so important that every day we live has to experience the work of Jesus Christ, the work of Holy Spirit. Now, the number one, you have to believe God is sending you out. That's what Jesus said. Number two, every believer will have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you this. How long ago have you thought about what would Jesus do? Now, WWJD, you all know that. When was the last time you thought about what would Jesus do? When you're playing the computer game, have you thought about what would Jesus do? I mean, the midnight, 12 o'clock, does Jesus still sit there playing a computer game? When you speak back to your parents, have you thought about what would Jesus do? WWJD? Will Jesus spill back and maybe even accuse his parents? When you do something, try to hurt your friends, or do something in the back, have you thought about WWJD? Now, some people think we can actually do whatever we like to do, but that's not believer of Christ. We have to follow the command of Holy Spirit. Now, the last things, believing will be able to confirm the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, some may confuse. It says here, receive the Holy Spirit, that if you forgive anyone his sins, then their sins can be forgiven. But it's not say this. It says, if you forgive anyone his sins, they have already been forgiven. So the first part is present tense. The second part is present perfect tense. That means this thing's already done. You just confirmed it. It says, Christian, we have this duty to confirm what the Holy Spirit has done. 这一节经文告诉我们，不是我们有权去赦免人的罪，而是我们有权去证实，去 confirm 别人已经受到罪的赦免，是主耶稣才能够赦免他。Now, many young people come to me and they say, Pastor, we want married, we want to get married. Can you help us to do this premarital counseling? I say, sure, I will. Then I ask them the first question. I ask them, can you tell me, do you sure or any evidence that it is God's will that you marry this person? Can you tell me? If you cannot, how can I officiate your wedding? Because you even yourself cannot sure. How can I sure? That's why a Christian has this ability to confirm others their salvation. This is the right God gave to us. We have to confirm and make people to think twice. They sure they are saved. This is our responsibility. So in our church, whenever you want to be baptized, we give you some lessons. It's not to make it hard. No, it's to help you. We want to confirm that you are saved. Make you to think twice. Why I want to be baptized? This is a duty that God put on us. So everyone, we should to confirm the others' their faith. Time is out. Let me make the conclusion. Number one, Jesus, his resurrection, has all things to do with us because he will bring us a new life. Number two, there's only one solution, one answer to the empty tomb of Jesus Christ. That is, he truly resurrected from the dead. Number three, the Lord will appear to those who long for his appearance, because his presence will bring true peace, will enhance our faith. Number four, Americans need to repent and go back to their forefathers' faith. Otherwise, the judgment is near. Number five, we have the mission to witness for Christ by living out a new life. Remember, obedience is the touchstone of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is dwelt inside us, but if you don't obey to him, if the Holy Spirit tell you, Go say sorry. Ask forgiveness from your friend, from your parents. If you don't do it, you're not going to experience God. You cannot witness for Him. But on the other hand, if you keep thinking WWJD, what would Jesus do in this situation? Holy Spirit will help you. Faith is not a knowledge. Faith is not a religion. Faith is something you live out. You experience it. Then you know. Then you can confirm others' faith as well. This is the true meaning of Jesus' resurrection. Let's pray. 我们一同祷告。Heavenly Father, we have to confess our sins. A lot of time, we are in your blessing, but we are not counting it. We just complain here and there. We say we don't have enough money. Lord, help us open our spiritual eyes. Let's see the utmost problem of our society is worshiping money. Let's turn away from it. Lord, help us. We turn back to you. We want to worship you. Help us to make discerned. Help us to tell the right from the wrong that we are living a sinful society. We have to be sent out and to do the witness for Christ. Because the Holy Spirit is inside us. We have this power and we need to experience it. Help us, Lord. Let's keep asking this question. WWJD, what will Jesus do in this situation? So we can experience the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Not just talking about our parents' religion. Not just talking about we are living in a faith community. But truly experiencing our personal relationship with you, Lord, so we can be a witness for you rest of our life. 天父，谢谢你，愿你帮助我们做一个真实信靠活出基督生命的人。谢谢主。 We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。